Welcome to Dharma Glimpses, an introduction to the profound treasury teachings of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, taught by Judy Leaf. In this episode, Judy discusses going back to square one.
Welcome. In this episode, I'd like to talk about square one and about the phrase back to square one. This phrase is used in a lot of different ways. For example, if you're a child playing with blocks and you have a goal, can you make 10 blocks bounce one on top of the other? You decide to give it a try. So you put one block and the second block and the third block and so on. And maybe you get to the eighth block and they all fall down. So what do you say? Oops, back to square one. Back to the beginning. Start all over again. And you keep going back to square one as long as you need to until eventually you get all 10 blocks stacked up just right. So you might say the phrase back to square one is associated with falling short or a sense of failure. But you could also look at it as a way to overcome failure by going back and beginning anew. So you could also consider it a phrase of resilience and perseverance. Go back to square one, start over, go back to square one, start over. So it's not like your blocks tumble and that's it. You're a loser. But the tumbling of the blocks is this first step, an opportunity to begin again. And you can learn from what caused them to collapse, and then you can go back and try again. As a student of Chogyam Trungpa, I heard this phrase quite a lot. Go back to square one. Go back to square one. Always go back to square one. And he implied that it's something very important to do over and over again in our Dharma practice, in our meditation, in our studies. And I think this notion of going back to the beginning, back to square one, applies in many dimensions of the spiritual path, from our understanding, our view, and our practice, as well as our actions. Throughout his teachings, Trungpa Rinpoche really put strong emphasis on building a strong foundation altogether, and a strong emphasis on going back to the very earliest teachings of the Buddha, in particular to the teachings of the Four Noble Truths of the reality of suffering, the causes of suffering, the possibility of the cessation of suffering, and various pathways to do so. So even though there are many different types of Buddhism and very many different practices and ideas to explore, this advice to go back to square one means always going back to the very earliest teachings, the starting point of the entire path. The Buddha's primary realization that he talked about at the point of attaining enlightenment, which is the Four Noble Truths, going back to that and deepening understanding of that by returning over and over again, and starting from there as a source. In a more immediate sense, this going back to square one can mean going back to your very first personal inspiration to embark on the path of Dharma. What got you here in the very, very beginning? As you get caught up in the details of the path you're on, as you're busy with your practice and the complexities, it's easy to lose track of what you're doing and why altogether. So this advice, going back to square one, is going back to why are you doing this? What is the point? What inspired you from the very beginning? And touching back in with that over and over again. Because practice and study can become routine. And we can lose that initial spark, which is really the energizing source. It's the outlet. So you could put the plug in that outlet and you're energized going back to that, touching back on that, not losing it, going back to square one, your square one. So it's the tradition's square one, the early teachings of the Buddha, your personal square one, your first encounter with the Dharma. There's another sense this back to square one is so important in Trungpa Rinpoche's teachings as well. And this is his emphasis on the traditional stages of the path in Tibetan Buddhism, starting with working on yourself, and then working with others and continually expanding your horizons, your view. But this notion of stages of the path or progressive stages on the path does not mean you abandon the foundation. In that sense, back to square one is always touch back on the foundation. No matter how, quote, quote, advanced you may feel, you always have to check back on yourself. You always have to ask, are you actually working on yourself? Are you actually dealing with your own neuroses, your own habits, your own obstacles? What are you doing about that? And as you extend your practice to work with others to cultivate wisdom and compassion and skillful means, how are you working with that? So you go back to the beginning, start from square one over and over. It keeps things so fresh and more honest. Without a strong foundation, without going back to the basics, no matter how many fancy things you may do, they won't endure. They'll be unstable. They'll be untethered from their dharmic roots, ungrounded, disconnected from your personal inspiration that got you here altogether. This practice of going back to square one keeps us in tune with fundamental questions that we need to look into. What is the foundation of the Buddhist path? What is the foundation of your path? What is the source of your inspiration? And are you living up to any of that? Where is that square one? Where do you return? To explore all this, you really need to be willing to go back again and again, back to square one. Thank you for joining me for this glimpse of Dharma.
This podcast is made possible through the support of the Hemera Foundation. To learn more about Judy Leaf's teachings, publications, and retreats, or to contribute to the support of this podcast, please visit judyleaf.com.